Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of the Assumption of Mary. Now, why do we believe in the bodily Assumption of Mary into heaven when it's not recorded in Scripture? Jesus is the Word of God, and everything He wants us to know, which is called the deposit of faith, is handed down by Scripture, tradition, and the Magisterium. The constant big T tradition handed down by the Apostles is that Mary lived in Jerusalem until she either fell into a type of deep sleep or coma, this is why it's sometimes called the Dormition of Mary, or that she died. The Church has not defined that. Then the apostles carried her body in a funeral procession to the estate of Gethsemane and buried her in a tomb. And they were then witnesses of her bodily assumption into heaven, like they had been witnesses to the ascension of Jesus into heaven. They then handed down their testimony to this event which took place in Jerusalem and to the truth of the bodily assumption of Mary. St. Germanus of Constantinople, in a homily given in the year 720, states that Mary's assumption into heaven was witnessed by the apostles, who could then confirm the truth by their authority. He says of Our Lady, "Your departure did not lack witnesses. Heaven tells the glory of those who ran to meet you then. Earth presents the truth about it. The clouds cry out the honor they paid you, and the angels tell of the offering of gifts that was made to you then when the apostles were at your side as you passed away above Jerusalem." And the empty tomb of Mary remains in a very ancient church next to Gethsemane in Jerusalem, and it is one of my favorite places to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Even though Mary was assumed into heaven, body and soul, she has not left us orphans. Our mother is with us. Mary has been coming to her children with a greater frequency and urgency since 1830, when she gave the miraculous metal apparition in Paris. And her appearances have increased in number and length and urgency from the late 1960s until this very day. And her message is very straightforward. The world has forgotten God and turned away from Him in sin. And sin always results in self-destruction for the individual, for families, and the world. But God doesn't want this, yet He can't force us to turn back, so He sends His mother to call us to convert. And she is very worried about her children, and every person in the world is her son or daughter. And she's calling us to return to God by prayer and the sacrament of reconciliation. So wherever you are in your journey, Our Lady is calling you urgently. Turn back to God in prayer and confession once a month. For Our Lady said, monthly confessions will be a remedy for the church in the West. Whole sections of the church could be cured if the believers would go to confession once a month. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Out of all of the approved apparitions of Our Lady, the main message is prayer. Our Lady is calling us to prayer because prayer is the path to conversion. Why is that? How is prayer the process to conversion? Well, Our Lady asked us to begin with the rosary, but she wants us to pray with the heart, which means the rosary must be a meditation on the Word of God, not a rote saying of words while the mind wanders. The Word of God consists of Scripture, tradition, and the Magisterium. That's why we give you a little piece of the Word of God before every decade, so that you can think about it, reflect upon it for the span of time during the Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be. And as we think about the Word of God, we ask a question. Am I living this or not? Then we make a resolution. We make a choice to live what Jesus is saying today in some small, concrete way. That's how we convert. That's how we grow from vice to virtue. But without daily meditation and a resolution, we won't change. We won't convert. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Just as solitary embers grow cold alone, so does faith without friendship. We all need a small group of family and friends with whom we can share life and faith regularly. This is why Our Lady has asked specifically that we form rosary groups. Remember St. Martha? Her sister Mary and her brother Lazarus might never have met Jesus if Martha had not invited Jesus to her house so that they could become friends. There is a very simple formula: friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. But someone has to be the Martha and invite others. Now, I understand. We struggle to invite people to our homes, but let me assure you, if you leave your house messy, you will make everyone feel a lot better about their own imperfection and mess. People don't want to come to a perfect house or a big spread. People are just dying of friendship deficit syndrome. They just want to be invited. They just want someone to take interest in them. They just want someone to care about them. So invite people. Be interested in their lives. Pray the rosary together, and then ask them, hey, what were you reflecting on during the meditation? And have some good conversation. This isn't complicated. It's just friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Finally, the feast of the Assumption of Mary is a call to consecrate ourselves to her. Why consecration to Mary? Because there is always a joint mission of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. The mission of Jesus is to give his life to us through the priesthood and the sacraments. And that's the great gift of our parishes. But let's not forget the mission of the Holy Spirit that is made manifest in Mary, especially through the rosary and deeper prayer, to open our soul to receive the life of Jesus that's given in the sacraments. In consecration to Mary, we give ourselves entirely to her so that the Holy Spirit may reveal Jesus more fully to us and dispose our souls to receive him more completely. In the early 700s, St. John Damascene, speaking from the tomb of Mary on the Feast of the Assumption, encouraged us to consecrate ourselves to her, saying, "We today also remain near you, O Lady. Yes, I repeat, O Lady, Mother of God and Virgin, we bind our souls to your hope as to a most firm and totally unbreakable anchor, consecrating to you our mind, soul, body, and all our being, and honoring you as much as we can with psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles." So the Church gives us these 8 days between August 15th and August 22nd, the Feast of the Queenship of Mary, to give ourselves to Mary in consecration, to make a greater commitment to the daily rosary, and to form our rosary groups. If we do that, then Jesus will reign as the King of our hearts. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I really firmly believe, after much reflection on all of the approved apparitions of the Mother of God, that at this point in world history, right now, and especially in these days between the Assumption and the Queenship, Our Lady wants us to form our rosary groups. That there are too many of her children, and these are our family members and friends, who are in need of other people to help them. And we need them to help us. So it's time.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed there's such a strong, obviously it's important to pray a rosary even on your own, but there's such a huge difference to me when I'm praying with other people. That it feels to me that this is how it's supposed to be prayed.
This is, the rosary was always meant to be the prayer of the domestic church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfectly set up for two innumerable people to pray together.
And for young people, that's very often the first prayers they're learning as a little kid.
And it's so... What's amazing is little kids love to pray the rosary. Isn't it amazing how my grandson, your nephew, Elliot, he's two. And when he's trying to mouth the prayers.
He'll just mouth along and then very confidently at the end go, amen.
Yeah.
It's the only part he'll get, but he wants to get it.
And there's so many ways to do this. That's why we don't want to make it any more complicated than friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Yeah. This is not a big program. This is not a video series. This is not a study group. You don't have to do homework. This is friendship and prayer and just talking together. Just like this is why you and I do this little conversation at the end of the rosary. But it's just as simple as inviting one person, inviting a handful of people. You can have a meal. You don't have to have a meal. You can have drinks. You don't have to have drinks.
It's beautiful pacing to cap something at the end of the night with the rosary, because I noticed the way it transitions. Oh, like we really don't know what to do next, but we sit down, we pray a rosary, and suddenly everyone has had the time to reflect, and then a whole different wave of conversation has started. Like yes. The embers of a fire are so much better to roast a marshmallow over.
Exactly.
Where it kind of cools things down, it brings people into one space, and then after that we usually end up having one cohesive conversation together. It's a bit calmer. It's also, as someone who struggles with knowing when to call it a night, I'm always like, let's just keep talking until it's 2 a.m., which is a huge struggle for me. But it's so lovely to be like, let's finish with the rosary.
Yeah, yeah.
It always feels like the perfect end to any evening.
However, we want some conversation flowing from it, because what I've noticed is, over the years, when our conversations always stay on the surface level, then it tends to make our relationships on the surface level.
And if it stays on the surface level, it's like those seeds that don't fall into the soil and they're just picked away.
Yeah. But there's so many ways you can do this. So for example, we come together every Sunday night for a meal and we laugh and talk. But because we have little kids there, we don't play the Rosary podcast. We don't pray along meditation. We just make one simple little point and then we pray a decade.
Yeah.
And then we make another little simple point and pray a decade.
Or the boys love it.
Yeah, or we just pray the traditional mysteries. Mm-hmm. And I know some people like to play the podcast and then while they pray it and then talk. Others like to print out the transcript and read it. Mm-hmm. Or take the reading from the gospel of the day. Or just take some point. You have so many options. But again, what makes friendship deepen is conversation. And that's what we're all longing for, friendship. Everyone's longing to be known, to be understood, to have a voice. And this is what we can give people. Now, I've had a lot, we've been talking about this for a while. And I've had a lot of people message me saying, Mike, I want to do this, but I'm just really hung up about the effort it takes to get my house spotless and to prepare a big spread and have people in. And Teresa, how do we help people? Let me give you an example. So about 10 years ago, we had this idea that we're going to train a bunch of people to lead Bible studies. And we got 45 people together.
Yeah.
And we found someone with this big, stunningly beautiful house and a big spread of food to host the launch. And guess what happened? It killed it.
Because everyone thought they had to follow up that act. Honestly, I'll tell you what, something about big spreads, they're beautiful. It's not all gonna get eaten. It's not the main point. I'd say it's even more effective to just ask everyone, bring a snack. If you're that nervous about food, that is. Or say, we're gonna have it a bit later and we're just gonna have a drink. I'm gonna buy two bottles of wine.
Yeah.
You don't even need that much. What I always do with my friends, I say, come over for tea.
Or tea, yeah.
Live like the British. Have them over for tea.
Or don't have anything.
Don't have anything at all. Just be there.
My dad, your grandfather, 86 years old, 87 now, he has 10 to 20 people every Thursday night, and guess what? He doesn't provide any spread.
You just show up for art.
They just want to come because they want friendship.
Mm-hmm.
They want connection to God, and they want to talk.
Yeah. People, as long as they have a place to sit, they're probably going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'm convinced that in this time between the Assumption and the Queenship of Mary, now is the time for us to make this greater commitment to consecration to Our Lady, to praying the daily rosary. She said daily, not the once in a while rosary, and to form our rosary groups. And it only takes just one other person.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus said, where two or more are gathered, there I am. So just invite and start. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.